Here's my list of sins.
这是我的这个我犯的罪。
Here's my good works.
这是我做的好行为。
And as long as this list is longer than this list,
只是我的好
I must be okay.
我的如果我的好行为，我的做的这个好行为多过我的罪。
Is longer than this list, they say, I must be okay.
主要我的好行为，做的好行为超过我的罪，那我就没事了。
There's no problem with this.
但是呢，这有一个问题。
Last week we saw how many sins does it take to make us a sinner?
我们需要犯多少罪就能让我们成为罪人呢？他说就有一个。
One. If we were able to do this,
如果我们这样子，你看
，What would we be?
我们只犯了一样罪，但是我们的好行为很多，我们还是什么？还是罪人。
Okay, you see the problem?
你看到这个问题了吗
it's not a scale.
这个不像一个天平。
So good works doesn't work.
所以呢，在这边好行为并不能带来我们
What else do people count on?
别人就大家另外可能靠的是什么呢
？Give money.
他说可以给神。奉献
money, all right. Okay, good work.
就是，但是还是好行为。
Yeah, good work.
去爱别人，love people.
Okay. Now we are getting a longer and longer list.
所以我们的这个好行为的这个表，这个越来越长。
But if we have one here, what are we?
我们只要有一个犯了一样罪，那我们是什么？
We are a sinner who does good works, gives money, plays piano for the church, and loves people.
我们就是这个犯罪的，做好行有好行为，给教会钱，也为教会弹琴，去爱人，很有爱心的一个罪人。
Some people do this.
有的人就是说，我们他说 ，He just mentioned repent.
Repent, okay. I'm going to write that over here.
他说有悔改。
Thank you.
他有的人就说，那我就是加入教会。成为教会的会员。
Some people join a church.
所以有的人就成为教会的会员了。
If I'm a member of a church,
他如果我是教会的会员
，he does all of this.
然后我又做了这些好行为。
And I have one sin on this list. What am I?
只要我在我的这个表上还有一个罪，那我是什么
？A sinner.
我还是一个罪人。
Who is a member of a church?
是一个他加入教会是教会会员的罪人。
My grandfather.
我的爷爷。
Never.Came to faith in Christ.
Father. Okay. 我的爷爷从来最后他没有得救。
But if anyone ever talked to him, he would say, "But I'm not as bad as my neighbor."
然后呢，我的那个爷爷只说问他别人给他传福音，他就说我不像我的邻居那么糟糕啊。
If I'm not as bad as my neighbor,
他只要我不会像我别人那么糟糕。
And I have a sin.
哪怕我只犯了一样罪。
What am I?
我是什么呢
？I'm a sinner who's just not as bad as my neighbor.
你还是一个罪人，跟你的邻居一样糟糕，一样坏。
And many, many people
有很多人，他们
rely on how do they feel，
就是依靠他们的感觉感受。
What I want you to see today is because we repent and come to Christ, we can have confidence.
我想让大家看到的是，因为我们在神，我们来到神面前，我们悔改，所以我们可以有充足的信心。
That God has forgiven our sins.
神已经赦免了我们的罪。
And that we are His child.
我们是他的孩子。
Turn in your Bibles.
请我们大家翻到
number of scriptures. Some of them are the ones you read this week. Then there are some new ones.
有些是需要圣经，看今天的圣经，然后呢，有些是我们在圣经里这个星期你会看，
在我们作业里边有你读到的
Romans 10.
第一个是罗马书第十章。
Verse 13.
第十章第十三节，一起读嘛。You want us to read together?
Yes.
10:13. 看到吗？因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。
What must I do to be saved?
我们要怎么样得救呢
？Call on the name of the Lord.
求告主名。
Right?
对不对
？There starts my understanding of assurance.
这个是我能够真正是能够明白这个就是有这个救恩的确据的开始
Not all these things
不是那些不是我的这些刚才写的这些东西
But have I called on the name of the Lord?
当我求告主名的时候。
Now, we're going to see that's going to include repentance. We'll come back to that.
求告主名里边其实包括了悔改，我们待会儿会讲。
What I'm wanting to start is by showing you that, yes, it is possible to know we are God's child.
我就是想让大家明白，就有可能我们知道我们是神的孩子。
Am I a person who has called on the name of the Lord?
那我是一个求告主名的人吗？
As you did your homework.
我们大家有自己这个家庭作业，上个星期发的第三课。
You read from Romans 8.
我们从罗马书第八章十六节讲到。
We know that we are children of God because God's Spirit, what?
我们知道我们是神的孩子，因为圣灵与我们的心怎么样？答案是什么？
Testifies, bears witness with our spirit.
就是说，圣灵和我们的心同证，我们是神的孩子。
Now, I like the word testifies there.
就是说，圣灵和我们的心，它那个英文就是说同证，就是证明。
Because to testify or to bear witness.
就是说。他来好像在法庭上作证或者说是来做见证
is more than a feeling that we have.
这个是不单单就是超越这个一种感觉感受了
a witness or someone who testifies
一个见证一个就是说你能够去同证来能够来证明
someone who says I was there and I watched this
就是说我是在现场的一个见证人我看到了
I can testify on their behalf
我可以来见证他们当时发生了什么。
And God's Spirit testifies.
他说圣灵的心和我们同证。
To our spirit.
他跟我们的心跟我们的灵。
To say, yes, you have met the requirements.
就说
to be God's child.
你已经符合了成为神儿孩子的条件。
That's what it means for His witness to testify to our spirit.
这个就是说神是怎么样这个就是一个证明一个同见证。
This is what you must do to be God's child.
这是你要成为神的孩子，你要做的。
And God's Spirit says, "Yes, you have done this."
然后神的灵说，对你已经做了这件事了。
1 John 5:13.
约翰一章第五章十三节，约翰一书五章十三节说 ，You want us to read that? Okay, please.我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿女之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
If we believe in the name of God, Son of God, we can know that we have eternal life.
如果我们是信奉神儿女之名，信奉神的名，那我们知道自己是有永生的。
So again, he shows us it is possible to be sure.
所以呢，告诉我们，我们可以确定我们。是能够，我们是有永生的。
One of John's favorite words is "no."
约翰最喜欢用的一个词就是知道。
All through 1 John, he talks about how we know we are God's child.
约翰一书其实整个在讲述我们怎么确定、怎么知道我们是神的儿女。
How we know we have eternal life.
我们怎么知道、确定我们有永生
？And in the scripture that you read this week, you saw from 1 John 4:17 that assurance of salvation gives us what?
就是在我们今天我们的作业里边的约翰一书第四章十七节就讲到说我们在主里边的这种信心给我们什么呢
？Confidence for the day of judgment.
可以使我们在审判的日子坦然无惧。
My father was a loving father.
我爸爸是一个很有非常慈爱的父亲。
He never abused me.
他从来没有虐待过我，从来没有虐待过我。
But my father expected me to obey.
但是呢，我的父亲却期待我要顺服，要听话。
Especially if he was gone on a trip.
尤其是他不在家的时候。
And he was coming home.
他要回家了，他等。
There were two choices.
然后就有两个选择。
If my mother said to my father.
如果妈对我爸说。
There were no cell phones then.
但那个时候还没有手机。
So this had to wait until he walked in the front door.
只有等他就是进了家门。
If I knew that my mother was going to say to my father.
如果我知道说预先知道我妈会给我爸说。
Randy was very disobedient while you were gone.
你这个不在家的时候，这孩子特别不听话。
I faced the day of my father's judgment in fear.
所以我就面对我爸爸的这个审判呢，我是就满心战惊。
Right?
对不对？
Because I knew I was guilty.
因为我知道我错了。
And he was not going to abuse me.
他不会虐待我。
But he was going to spank me.
但是他会打我屁股。
And it was going to hurt.
然后那个可不舒服。
But,
但是
when my father went away,
如果爸爸不在家的时候，
if I had obeyed my mother,
如果我听妈妈的话，
if I had done what I was supposed to do,
然后我做了我应该做的一切，
and I heard him walk in the front door,
然后听我爸爸进了家门，
I would come running to hug him,
然后我就马上过来抱爸爸，
and to find out if he brought me a present,
然后看到爸爸是不是给我买礼物回来。
This time I could face the day of judgment with confidence.
这样呢，我爸爸回来了，就是见他的这个死，好像要收工的日子，那我就可以，就是没有很没有恐惧，蛮有信心。
Because I knew that my father would be happy with me.
因为我知道爸爸会对我很高兴。
Now, John says.
约翰说
，I can face my heavenly father.
我可以面对我的天父。
In the day of judgment.
在这个要收工、要交账的日子，在审判的日子。
With confidence. Not because I have a long list here.
不是因为我有一个很好的一个做了很多好行为。
But because I have met the conditions to be a believer.
因为我已经符合了作为神的孩子的一个条件。
I am God's child.
我现在是神的孩子。
God's spirit has testified to me.
因为神的灵和我的心同时见证。
And so I know.
所以呢，我就确定我知道我是神的儿女。
That is not based on feeling.
这个不是不是基于感觉。
This little picture is in many books about salvation.
这个图片呢，在很多讲到救恩的书里面出现过。
So I stole it.
所以呢，我就偷窃了，就是盗图啊，这个等于说。
Many people only have this.
很多人只有这个，就是感受感觉。
Well, I feel pretty good today. I must be okay.
我今天感觉很好，我肯定没事。
Is it possible to be a Christian?
有没有可能是一个基督徒？
And because of sickness?
但是因为他的疾病。
Because of emotion?
因为他的情绪。
Because your life is just really going through hard times.
或者因为你正在经历一个艰难的处境，困境。
To not have very much feeling of being a Christian?
你有没有这种感觉？你根本就不是基督徒，就是你，但你实际上你是一个真正的基督徒。有没有可能这种？
Absolutely.
肯定的，绝对的。
I have a friend who is a pastor.
我有一位牧师朋友。
And one day he was preaching and he said, every morning.
有一天早上他讲道，他说，哎呀，每天。
I wake up and I'm so excited. I'm a Christian today.
啊，今天早上我起来，我好兴奋，他说我是基督徒。
And I thought.
然后我就想，
yeah. I bet he doesn't.
我想他不会是每天早晨都这么起来，这么激动，这么兴奋。
Some mornings I wake up.
有些早晨我起来。
I Monday night had to fly to Indiana.
星期一呢晚上呢我要飞到印第安纳州。
I got to my room about 1 o'clock.
我早上凌晨一点才到那个就是。
I had to be up early and speak for 7 hours.
然后呢，我早晨 for the whole day、7 hours.我早晨一大早起，第二天呢，由星期二的早晨，我要讲到要讲7个小时。
So I slept a few, a couple hours, 3 hours.
所以我只大概睡了3个小时。
And I got up.
然后我起来了。
And if you had said to me, do you feel like a Christian today?
如果你问我说你觉得今天感觉像不像个基督徒
？I would have probably said no, I feel tired.
然后我可能说不会，我今天好累。
But being a Christian doesn't start with the caboose.
然后这个。作为成为一个基督徒，不是从这个像这个一个火车的那个车尾开始。
It starts with the fact.
我们的车头应该是事实。
Of God's promises in His Word.
而是这个事实是基于神的应许，在他话语圣经中的应许。
That's why this morning what I said about Scripture alone is so important.
所以今天早上我们就讲到说唯独圣经。
Because the fact of my salvation starts with these promises.
因为我救恩的这个事实起源于这本圣经。
And if this book isn't true,
如果这本书不是真实的
，then I have no fact.
那我就没有一个事实来做依据
，trust.
没有事实做依据来相信。
Then I have my faith.
然后呢第二个呢在这个侧头的第二级侧向就是信心。
My belief, my faith in what Jesus did for me.
我的信心在于耶稣所为我成就的一切。
And so, my feelings may change.
我的感受呢感觉情绪会改变来变去。
But this fact doesn't change.
但是呢这个事实是不会改变的。
That's where I put my faith.
这是我把我的信心建在事实上。
And that holds me steady.
这个会让我很稳固。
Now, I have this assurance if I have followed God's path to salvation.
我有确据是因为我按照神所指定的道路得到救恩。
If I followed my path,
如果我按照我自己的想法去
good works,
觉得救恩，比如说我有有好行为，我给钱，我给奉献，我弹琴
playing the piano.
然后呢，比别人好。行为比别人好
，better than my neighbor, all those things.
所有这些，你觉得是让你的能在神面前称能站得住的
？If I follow that path, I have no assurance.
如果我自己按照我的心意来这样子，觉得我能得到救恩，我是没有确据的。
But if I follow His path,
但是如果我是跟随他的途径，根据他的方法来做
，now I have confidence.
现在我就有这个确据了。
Now His Spirit is going to testify and say, "You are on the right."
现在他的神的灵就会来对我见证说你走的这条路是对的。
So, what is that path?
那条路是什么呢？神所要指定的那条路是什么呢？
You saw this week, the path begins with repentance.
我们今天看到我们的这个路径开始于悔改。
Isaiah 55, you read it this week.
然后我们今天说以赛亚书55章。
To repent means that the wicked must what?
说悔改认为什么？罪人必要离弃
，forsake his way，
说离弃他的恶行
，and return to the Lord，
就是归回神
，forsake his way and return to the Lord，
就是离弃他的恶，离弃他的道，离弃他的恶行，回归到神那里。
Now that's very important。
这个是非常的重要。
I tried to explain this last week by telling about my grandfather's car wreck.
下个星期我再讲到到底什么是悔改。那我给的就是我的爷爷当时碰到这个车祸，就是被人撞车的事情。
If I say I am sorry, have I repented?
如果我只是说对不起啊，我是不是就悔改了呢？没有。
You see, if I come over and I punch Daniel in the nose.
如果比如说我过来给那个永恩鼻子上打一拳，脸上打一拳。
So sorry.
对不起。
I should not have done.
我不应该这样做。
It's okay.
然后他说没关系。
I punched him in the nose again.
然后我又打到他脸上，然后。
So sorry.
我真是对不起。
Have I repented?
你有没有悔改呢？
没
有。
Repentance is much deeper than, I'm sorry.
这个悔改可不只是说一句对不起就是的，就是不是那么肤浅的。
Isaiah says repentance means I forsake.My way.
以赛亚书上讲到这个悔改呢，就是说我离弃恶人的道路。
I return to the Lord.
我归回神，归向耶和华。
The word repentance means
这个悔改认
意味的 a change of mind
是你的一个思想上的改变
that leads to a change of direction.
就是你思想上的改变导致你的行为上的改变，这个是。
So Isaiah says, I was headed this way.
所以以赛亚就说我本来是走这个方向这边走
But I must forsake that way.
但是呢我要离弃那个道路自己的道路
And I must return to the Lord.
然后我要归向耶和华
So how do I know if I've repented?
你怎么知道你真正悔改了呢
If I say God I'm sorry
如果我对神说神啊对不起
And I keep doing the same thing and I make no effort to change it
然后我就同时在一直重复做这样的事情，然后也没有说努力想去改变的话。
Have I repented?
那你有没有悔改呢
？No, I haven't forsaken my way.
因为我没有离弃自己的道路。
So begins with repentance.
所以呢，我们的救恩始于悔改。
And Isaiah says, if I do that, if I return to the Lord.
如果我真的是归向耶和华。
And I love the words he used.
然后我很爱那个很喜欢这个以赛亚说的
abundantly pardon
然后这里说到以赛亚五十五章第七节讲了神必广行赦免广行赦免我喜欢
What does abundant mean?
他这个广行赦免广是什么意思呢广大是什么意思呢
large quantity
就是说很
large,
就是说量很大，就是很足够。
You see, I once did something wrong to someone.
有的时候，比如说你亏负一个人，你
and I really hurt their feelings. I said something, and I really made them.
我说了一些话，让那个人感觉很糟糕，很不好。
And I went back to them.
然后我就到这个人面前。
And I said what I said was wrong.
我说的这个不对。
It was hurtful.
这个让你很难受。
And I am so very sorry.
我真的是很抱歉。
I will never do that again.
我再也不会这样做了。
And they said.
然后他们说
，You're forgiven.
说好吧，没事了，原谅你，然后就这样走。
Did I feel that they abundantly pardoned?
你觉得他真的是这种广行赦免吗？是您上的一个词。
Not at all.
没有。
Isaiah says, "When I turn to God."
圣经以赛亚说，如果我归向耶和华的时候。
He doesn't say.
然后神不会说。
You're forgiven.
好吧，你被原谅了。
But he pours out.
神好像把这个给浇灌出来，把这个赦免浇灌在我们身上。
So the path to salvation starts with repentance.
所以呢，我们的救恩之路始于悔改。
Then the path to salvation requires saving faith.
然后再一个呢，这个救恩呢，真正的救恩需要有这个使人得救的信心。
Now we already saw repentance is more than saying I am sorry.
所以呢，我们看到悔改不单单就是说哦，对不起啊。
Saving faith.
这个使人得救的信心。
If I say, I believe you, Jesus.
然后你说，耶稣，我相信你。
Is that saving faith?
那个是不是一个使人得救的信心呢
？Just to say the words.
就是嘴巴上说说而已。
It goes deeper than just saying the words.
这个可是比单单嘴巴上说一下要深得多。
Repentance is more than saying words.
你知道这个悔改不单单就说我对不起。
Faith is more than saying
信心也。信心也不是就嘴巴上这样说说说而已。
Saving faith means that I believe deep in my heart.
是使人得救的信心，在你的心里深深的相信。第一
，that I can do nothing to save myself.
就是说我自己怎么也做不了来拯救我自己。
The scripture that we read this morning in service.
今天早晨我们所读到的。
It is who gives us faith for salvation.
是谁给我们得救的信心呢？是谁给今天早上我们读的以弗所二章八到九节，就是你的作业上有，是谁给了我们得救的信心？神 ，God。
It is God.
Yeah.
Our good works contribute nothing.
我们的好行为对我们的救恩什么都没有贡献。
It is he who saves us.
是他拯救了我们。
And so we must believe that we can do nothing to save ourselves.
所以我们要真的知道说自己没法做什么来拯救自己。
We must believe.
我们必须要真的相信知道
that his sacrifice is sufficient for our forgiveness.
耶稣所献的祭，耶稣的死足以使我们得到赦免。
Now turn to 1 John 2.
请翻到约翰一书二章二节，约翰一书二章二节。
I want to look at this when you already looked it up, but I want you to read it again because it has a difficult word for you.
然后这个里边有一个挺难的词，约翰一书二章二节。在大概在圣经的最后倒数第几本书这样
？Read First John.
二百六十八，约翰一书268，第二章第二节。
Verse 2.
第二章第二节，他为我们的大家我们的罪挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
His sacrifice is sufficient for how many sins?
他所献的祭是为多少人的罪呢？足够。
The whole world.
普天下人的罪，全世界人的罪。
Now this word propitiation.
这个挽回祭这个词呢，是一个特别。
Is a long and complicated word.
这是一个很长很复杂的词，英文里边。
But it means a sacrifice.
它是讲到这个祭牲，这个献祭。
That makes forgiveness.
就是让这种赦免成为可能。
Now we saw last week, if I am guilty of sin.
上个星期我们讲到，如果我是犯错了，我有罪的话。
Is there anything I can do in myself to deserve forgiveness?
我们有没有可能在我们里边做些什么事情，让我们自己配得神的赦免呢
？Not in myself.
不是在我，不是在于我自己，我里边没有什么可以让我得到圣灵，我不能赢得神的救恩。
In other words, I cannot be propitiation.
就是说，另外一个词就是我不能成为自己的挽回剂。
Instead, I must believe in Jesus.
相反的呢，我要相信耶稣。
As the sacrifice.
相信耶稣是我的挽回剂。
That His death brings
forgiveness. 是因为他的死，他的死带来了救恩。
That His death is sufficient.
他的死是足够让我得到拯救。
So I believe that I can do nothing.
所以我第一个我相信我自己什么也做不了。
I believe that His sacrifice is sufficient.
然后我相信他的牺牲，他的死是足够的。
Now let me ask you, do you realize that when you believe that it is only His sacrifice, do you realize what a humility that brings to you?
你有没有想到说，当你真的相信说，你得救不是你做什么，而是因为耶稣所成就的，这个让你有多么的降卑？你有没有想到这个会让你觉得很不舒服？
Because you are saying,
因为你在说，事实上你在承认，
I'm helpless.
我是无助的，我什么也做不了。
There's nothing I can do to make up for my sin.
我自己没有办法做什么来弥补我的罪。
How many of you like to admit? I'm helpless.
有多少人喜欢承认自己很无助，很什么都做不了？我们有这样人喜欢自己做 ，Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two of you may like to admit you're helpless.
也许一个两个的大家。
Most of us, we want to be self-sufficient.
我们很多人想自给自足，就是我自己靠我自己就行了。
My son,
a
bicycle.
我儿子呢有一辆自行车，那会儿在家的时候。
He got hole in the tire and had to change the tire.
然后那个车呢，那个轮胎被扎洞了，他就要换轮胎。
I was sitting inside working.
然后我在房间里做我的。
And I look outside. He was about 8 years old, and he is trying to fix the bicycle.
然后他那会儿大概只有八岁，他就自己想要去换那个轮胎，就补那个洞。
And he couldn't.
然后他自己也做不了。
He was trying.
然后他就在那儿很努力的去做。
My wife said, "Are you going to go help him?"
我太太就说，你会不会去帮他呢？
I said no.
我说不。
You're not going to help him?
然后太太说你不去帮帮他
No.
我说不会
Why not?
为什么不呢
He hasn't asked.
他就没来求我帮忙啊
If he asks, I will help him.
如果他来问我求他帮忙我肯定会帮他的
But until he asks, he thinks, I can do this, and I'm not going to go push him away and say, here, I'll do it for you.
然后呢他直到他自己真的是试了半天不行了，他才来问我。我不想说现在他觉得自己还行的时候，就说好吧，我来帮你。
After a while，
然后又过了一阵儿。
He has grease all over his face。
然后脸上都是那黑漆漆的油。
He has smashed his thumb。
然后那个手也给敲破了。
And he says, "Dad."
然后他说：“爸呀
，I need help。”
啊，我可能需要你帮忙。
Some people，
有些人呢。
Cannot come to the humility.
他们就是没有办法来到这种降卑的地步。
To say,
就对神说
，God,
说神呐、
啊、，I need help.
他就不没法对神说神啊，我需要帮助。
We want to be strong in ourselves.
我们想自己很刚强。
I told you my grandfather never became a believer.
你知道我的爷爷他没有信主。
And this was the big reason for.
这就是一个这个原因就是什么呢？就是他。
He was strong.
他非常的就是。刚强，非常的强壮的一个。
He had been in World War II.
他参加过二战。
He helped to win a war.
他真的打赢了，帮助美国赢了二战。
And nobody.
你别想有什么人。
Was going to take care of him.
别想他不需要任何人来照顾他。
Now, I admired that confidence.
我很那个很敬佩他那种勇气，他的那种信心、自信。
But you understand, I have to give that up when I come and I say, God.I cannot fix my problem.
但是当我来到神面前的时候，我必须要放弃，就是放弃我的那种自信，对神说：“神啊，我自己救不了我自己。”
To recognize that His sacrifice is sufficient means I have to be humble.
就是说，你真的承认说神的这个拯救，神的所耶稣的死
，I can't
使我们可以得救，必须要来到神面前承认，就是降卑你自己说，说我真是不行。
But do you also recognize that to recognize His sacrifice is sufficient brings great joy.
你有知道吗？当你真正的是承认耶稣所献的祭使我们能够得到救恩的时候，这也给你带来极大的喜乐。
Freedom.
给你带来那个自由。
Because as long as I think I can do it myself,
只要你觉得我自己能行
I have to keep trying harder.
那你就要每次就更加努力，更加努力。
There is a joy when I say, ah, I can't do this.
有的时候，当你真的放手的时候，你说我真的是做不了。
I have to let Him do this.
我要让神来做，这个里边是有很大的喜，你会感觉到喜乐的。
He's in charge.
他在掌控，他在掌管。
I am not a good traveler. I don't like to travel.
我不喜欢旅行。但是我也不是一个很好的旅行者。
I'm always nervous while I'm traveling.
只要我要出门，我就有点紧张。
I wear my passport out, just pulling it out to make sure I haven't left it somewhere.
然后我要带着我的护照，就放在裤兜里，让我随时可以摸到，说，哎，我没有，别把护照忘带了。
I check my boarding pass 100 times.
然后我在上飞机之前，我那个登机牌，我会一直看上100遍。
I'm always early to the airport.
然后我总是到机场很早。
I'm worried about which way do I go.
然后我就不知道我能不能找到那个正确的那个路，所以总是担心。
But a few times when I have gone to China,
但是我去过中国，基本上每年都去过一次。
I have been with someone else.
我就跟那两次呢，那几次我是跟别人有同伴一起走的。
I went with Brother Hong Chin.
他跟那个洪俊弟兄一起去。
And he said the first day.
然后第一天他就对我说
，Give me your boarding passes.
他说把你的那个登机牌给我。
Give me all the papers.
把你所有的这个文件什么都给我。
And just follow me.
你就跟着我就是了。
Now I will admit, the first day I was scared to death.
你知道第一天，我当然不会给他承认，说我第一天真的是很紧张害怕，
you know,
我就看着他。
But after I realized,
然后在那后边我意识到
，I can trust him.
我可以信任他。
It was the easiest trip I had ever made.
那是我自己一个最轻松的一个旅行。
Because I would say,
然后我就说
，What time do you want me to be ready?
你要我几点钟准备好呢
？And he would say, 8 o'clock.
然后说好，8点钟。
Now before,
在那之前呢
？Are you sure 8 o'clock?
然后我就会说，这八点钟够吗
？Maybe we better make it 7 to be safe.
我们要不要最好7点到那儿，这样比较保险呢
？But this time I didn't worry.
然后这次我就说完全不担心。
One day it looked like we would be late.
有一天我看到我们真是要晚了。
I said, no problem.
然后我说没关系。
It's your fault.
反正是你的问题。
I don't have to worry.
我不需要担心。
Do you understand what if?Kind of peace that brought.
你知道这个给你带来心里边多自由多平安。
When I realize I can't fix my problem of sin,
当我知道说我可以修补这个罪的问题
啊 ，peace.
你知道吗？这个是靠着神来弥补这个修补，来面对罪的问题，这个带来很大的平安。
I don't have to do this anymore.
我不需要自己来拯救我的罪。
Yes, there's humility.
对，这边是有降杯。
There's joy because now.
但是同时也有喜乐。
It's not up to me.
但是因为这个就不是说完全不是靠我自己一个人。
And then I must believe that God promises to forgive if I confess.
然后我们也要相信说神说只要我们承认我们的罪，神就会赦免。
First John 1:9. You read it this week.
约翰一书1:9上讲
到。If we confess our sins,
我们若认自己的罪
，He is faithful to forgive.
神是信实的，必要赦免我们的罪。
Is that simple?
那是不是很简单
？I can trust him.
我可以信靠神。
He says this is what I will do, and so I say, I believe you.
所以这是神说的，我就说那我就相信你。
I trust you.
我信靠你。
That is.
这是我们所讲的这一切都是事实，因为神在他的。
That's the faith I believe.
然后我相信
what he says.
我相信他所说的，他所说的都是真实的，都是可信的。
So I have assurance of salvation.
所以我这个有救恩的确据。
If I follow his path.
如果我跟着他，按照他的方式，按照他的途径来走。
Now what that means is this.
这个到底意味着什么呢
？I am now going to live today in obedience.
我今天是活在对神的顺服之中。
Some people say, "I believed."
有些人说，我过去相信了。他是用的一个过去时，我过去相信了。
And now I go on my life.
然后现在我就继续过我的生活。
And my assurance is always back to something long ago that I believed one time.
然后我的确据只在于很多年以前我曾经相信。
But John always uses believe.
但是呢，约翰呢，他从来没用这个过去时，他用的总是一个现在时。
As a present reality.
他就是表示说，这个相信就是一个现在正在进行的一种状态，
something that is guiding my life today.
是今天在引导我生活的一种信心。
Go back to First John.
请大家再回到约翰一书。
Chapter two.
就是刚才那个地方，就不用翻到第二章，第二章。
Read verse 3 and 4.
刚才我们读了第二节，现在我们读第三节、第四节。约翰一书二章三到四节，大家翻到了吗？我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他心里了。
I told you this word "know" is very important to John.
所以呢，我们知道这个约翰说这个知道晓得对约翰很重要。
And John says, if a person says, "Yes, I know him,"
有的人就说哦，我认识他。
I'm his child.
我是神的孩子。
But they don't keep his commandment.
但是却不遵守他的诫命。
What is this person?
这个人是什么人呢 ？No, 这个圣经上怎么说？第四节 ，It's a liar, 说谎话的一个 liar.
A liar
是一个说谎话的。
They say, "Ah,、oh, I'm his child. I know him."
有些人说哦，我是他的孩子，我认识他。
But I don't do what he tells me to do.
我不按照他说的去做。
John says, "No, you don't know him."
然后约翰就说你根本不认识他。
If I know him,
如果你认识他
，I obey him.
你就会遵守他的诫命。
John gives this promise.
约翰给我们这个应许。
John chapter 8.
在约翰福音在前面，约翰福音第八章，约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
114页，114。
Verse 51.
第八章五十一节。115页，第八章五十一节，约翰福音第八章五十一节 ，Want to read？ 大家看到了没？我实实在在的告诉你们，人若遵守我的道，就永远不见死。
What do I have to do to not see death？
我们应该做什么就会永远不见死呢？不见死亡呢 ？Keep God's word.
Keep His word.
遵守他的道
Obey his word.
就是顺从他的话
If I know him, I live in obedience to him.
如果我真的认识他的话我就会活在顺从之中
And then I have eternal life.
这样我就有 永生
When I have followed his path,
当我真是跟随按照神的途径按照神的道路
When I am living in obedience,
当我是对他顺从遵守他的诫命的时候
Now I'm his child.
现在我是他的孩子
Now I have his spirit.
现在呢我就有他的灵在我里面
And you read in Romans 8 I can call God what?
我们可以他讲到罗马书八章十五十六说最后那句话说像我们会呼叫神什么阿巴
阿巴
阿巴
Father
Father 父
Now Abba was kind of a special word
这个在新约里边，这个阿爸，这个阿爸，阿爸，这个是一个特别的词。
Father was kind of formal.
就是那个父呢，是一个很正式的用词。
I used to have a kind of a joke with my children.
我有时候跟我的孩子之间有个玩笑。
If they were in trouble,
如果他们有找麻烦了，有麻烦事了
，They would say, "Mr. Father, sir."
他们会说，父亲先生。
Yeah, very formal.
他是非常非常正式。
If they were asking for money, may we have money, Mr. Father, sir.
他们就会说，如果他们想要跟我要钱，就说父亲先生。
But,
但是呢
，Daddy,
但是呢，这个爸爸
is close.
但是爸爸就你们就很亲。
Daddy is will give you the money when you ask.
对，是不是爸爸就是你要钱的时候，爸就给你钱了
？Right?
是不是
？Abba,
这个阿爸，这个
was a Jewish child's name for daddy.
这是一个小孩，这个以色列的小孩，他们叫爸爸，这种昵称就是叫做阿爸。
In Galatians, Paul says it this way.
在加拉太书，保罗说
，I am no longer a slave.
我不再是一个奴仆。
I am a son.
我是儿子。
A slave has to earn everything.
这个作为奴仆呢，你所有的事情你都要赢得，你都要靠自己的努力挣得。
A slave, a worker.
一个作为一个工人，一个奴奴仆
，has to earn what he gets，
就他要得到什么东西，他都要努力的去工作来换取。
But a son，
但是儿子呢，却不是这样。
It's not about earning。
儿子，你不是说要去赢得、挣得什么东西
？A son，
一个儿子。
It's about love。
儿子跟父亲之间的、跟主人的关系是爱的关系。
One of the interesting things about assurance and living the Christian life is this。
在基督徒的生活有这种确据来过基督徒的生活是这样的。
When we are trying to earn favor with good works，
就是我们想要靠着我们的好行为来赢得神的那个恩惠的时候，神的喜爱的时候。
When we read the Bible，
让我们觉得说哦，我们来读经。
When we are trying to be good enough，
我们就想说我们好到一定程度，是不是？我们读我们。
We want to impress God，
我们想要让神对我们好像点头称许。
When we pray，
让我们或者我们祷告。Yeah， 我们想就赢得神的这个赞许。
When we give，
或者我们奉献。
When we work in our church，
或者是在教会里面服侍。
Play the piano，
或者是弹琴。
Now， all of that we do when we are a slave，
这样我们做，你都是好像一个奴仆似的。
And why are we doing it？
你为什么要做这些呢？都是因为爸妈强迫的做。
Why are we doing？
为什么要这样做呢
？That was the correct answer. In his case,
yes.
All Chinese parents do that.
We are doing it to try to earn。
我们这样做是为了要赢得，要赢得神的赞许，神的喜爱。
When we are a son，
但是当我们是儿子的时候
，Here's what I want you to see。
我想让你看到。
When we read the Bible，
我们读圣经的时候是因为我们在爱神的。
Will we pray？
当我们祷告，我们是儿子样来。
Will we give？
我们为什么要奉献呢
？Joshua， will we play the piano？
当你弹琴的时候
，Yes，
也是因为。
But now， why do we do it？
为什么你会做这同样的所有的这些事情？但是你原因是什么？背后的动机是什么呢？因为你爱神。
Here we did it to earn.
这边是我们要赢得，我们要挣。
Here we do it, Joshua.
这个是出于爱，这个是出于，这是因为出于爱。
The outward action.
这外在的行为
，may be the same.
一样的，外在的行为好像都做，都是完全一样的。
But the heart.
但是这个里边的动机，这个里边的心态却是完全不同。
Now, do you see how important assurance is then?
你知道你现在看到为什么这样的你的确据是多重要吗？
Because as long as I'm reading the Bible and praying and giving and working to try to get good enough, how much joy is there?
如果你读经、祷告、做奉献、工作，就是侍奉，都是说你想要赢得神的赞许、神的喜爱，你心里面有多少能有多少喜乐呢？
Not very much.
没有多少喜乐。
I'm a slave.
你是因为你是奴仆，你是奴隶。
But，
但是
，when I am doing this out of love for my heavenly Father，
但是你做这些都是因为你对天父的爱。
Now I read His word。
现在当我在读他的话语的时候
，with joy，
我的心里就充满了喜乐。
Because this is words from my Father to me, and I want to hear from Him。
因为这是爸爸跟我说的话，我想要听到。
Now I can pray with joy because。I am talking to my father, and I want to tell him how much I love him.
现在呢，我在祷告，就是充满了喜乐，因为我在跟我的爸爸交谈。我要告诉爸爸我多爱他。
Now I give with joy.
现在我是带着一个喜乐的心来奉献。
Because this is my father's church, this is my father's house, and I want to help my father's work.
因为这是我父亲的家，我想要帮助我父亲的家的这个能够兴旺。
Now I play the piano with joy.
现在呢，我就带着一个欢喜快乐的心来弹琴。
Because，
因为
I am playing for my father.
因为我天父，我在为我的天父弹琴。
You asked for it. You understand?
了解到了吗
？And for those of you who don't play the piano，
对大家，你们要是不能弹琴的话
，You put in here。
在这边的侍奉呢
？Whatever you did，
不管你做了什么
，had to do，
不是说因为你必须做，感觉哦，我必须要做。
And now you're a Christian and you can do it out of love for your heavenly Father。
你做这个是因为你爱神，你愿意来侍奉他。
That is an amazing difference。
这是有一个天翻地覆的不同。
Now it is a joy。
现在呢，就是充满了喜乐，充满了欢乐。
Is that the bell?
Yeah.
Let me finish with one
scripture.
Turn to 1 John again.
现在请我们大家再翻回到刚才的约翰一书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Read verse
20. 第三章二十节，阿姨是那个270页。第三章二十节，大家有找到吗？嗯、我们的心若责备我们，怎比我们的心大？一切是没有不知道的。
Whenever our heart condemns us,
如果我们的心责备我们
，you see, because of human emotion.
因为我们人是有感受的 有情绪的
It is possible for our heart to condemn us.
有可能我们的心里会良心心里不安心心里责备我们
I'm going to finish with an example.
我现在讲一个故事来结束
I had a plan to tell you this.
我有很多故事
This week I spoke all week and I came home very tired.
这个星期我在外边讲到那我就讲了一星期我回来非常的累
And for me after I speak I just kind ofMy emotion were like that.
当我讲完了以后呢，我已经自己好像已经里面都空了，我的情绪已经很低了。
I came home, I was tired.
我回到家，我非常的累。
Last night I did not sleep very well.
昨天夜里没睡好。
I got up this morning and I knew that the sermon today was different than what I am used to.
然后我知道我今天讲到的题目跟我平常讲到的是完全不同。
And I started driving here.
然后我早上就自己开车来。
Daniel was with me.
然后那个有人是跟我在一起。
And fortunately, he was very quiet, so I could think.
然后他很安静，不太讲话，所以我就可以在那专心思想。
And I kind of like this verse. My heart was condemning.
然后我这里面就体会到说，我的心在责备我。
You don't have anything to say.
然后我心里就说，你没有什么可讲的。
You shouldn't even go down there.
就心里面有个念头说，你什么都没讲，你今天都应该不要去。
But listen to what John says.
When
our heart condemns us,
当我们的心责备我们
we can trust God,
我们可以相信神
who is greater than our heart.
他说神比我们的心大。
And driving down 95 this morning, I said,
今天早上
95
上开车来的时候，我对神说，神呐、
啊、I have believed you.
我已经相信你，我曾经相信你。
I am not rebelling against you and going my own way.
我不会说背叛你，按照我自己的心意行事。
And so I don't feel very wonderful as a Christian.
今天早晨我不觉得感觉很好，作为一个基督徒感觉很棒，感觉很棒。
But I trust your facts.
但是我相信这个事实，相信你拯救我的。
Your spirit,
你的心
testifies to me.
你的灵跟我的灵同证。
I have followed your way.
我已经跟随你的脚步。去做这些
that gives me assurance.
这个就给我确据
That's what I want every one of you to know.
所以我希望大家都能了解，都能真正认识到。
Don't trust your feelings.
不要说就是信靠你的感受，你的感觉。
Because your feelings can make you feel good when in fact you're a rebel.
有的时候有可能你在背叛时的时候，你却感觉很好，你的感觉。
Or your feelings can make you feel bad when in fact you're a son.
但是实际上呢，你是。你的感觉很糟，但你确实是神的儿子。
So don't count on your feelings.
所以不要依靠你的感觉，不要完全依靠你的感受。
Does God's Spirit testify?
而是相信问神，说神的灵有没有跟你见证？你有没有跟随神的脚步，跟随神的命令，神的途径是什么
？Today,
我今天我是不是他的儿子
？Next week we are going to start a group of lessons.
下一个星期我们会有。
That are going to look at the things we do as God's children.
就是我们作为神的孩子。
Reading the Bible.
我们读神的话语。
Pray.
祷告。
Witnessing to others.
对，做见证。
Do we do those things in order to earn God's favor?
我们就是做这些祷告见证，是为了赢得神的赞赏吗？神的喜爱吗？不是，不是。
We do it because we are His children.
我们做的所有的一切是因为我们爱神。
And we want to know Him better.
我们也想更认识他。
So next week we're going to have a lesson about reading God's word.
所以下个星期呢，就讲到关于读神的话。
And how that helps us to grow in our knowledge.
就是说，怎么样读神的话帮助我们在更认识神。
Dear God, I thank you for this class.
我们为这个读神学感谢，为这一课感谢。
For their desire to serve you.
就是为这些弟兄姐妹有这个心愿来服侍你。
Help them to know your assurance
让他们真的了解到你是他们的血缘，他们是你的孩子。
Give your spirit's testimony to their spirit.
愿你的灵和他们的灵同证。
As they live in relationship with you.
当他们这样跟你同行、跟你有关系的时候。
I pray in Jesus'
name. 你这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。大家都有 this 这个下个星期的这个奖励，就是下个星期谁没有可以问我要。
Now, for many of you, you will be like me. You will do the lesson on Saturday night. That's okay.
没关系。
Except, please do one thing.
但是只做一件事情。
The daily reading start at early.
有个每日读经，希望大家每天都读。你可以做作业，晚点做，但是每最好是一天能读个两三行。
Because that's something to read each day.
因为这个有个每日读经，你要读的不是很多，大概只有这个星期的读经比较多。就是4天119章16节，因为一共有176节 ，176， 它一共很长，还穿几天，所以每天读16节不是很长。OK。对，大家谁需要这个？非常有讲义吗？有 ，OK。你要一份中文的吗
？No, because I'm going to do
it
in
Spanish.
All right, I'm going to run, sleep, eat, and go to dinner.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you